Well, we're on the east side of the nature preserve, just downstream from the Salisbury Spill. It's easy to appreciate this because right now we're sitting on a comfortable bench in the shade with a nice little breeze blowing. This area has been revegetated by the efforts of the Nature Preserve Conservancy. It's really looking pretty nice. In the foreground, we've got some deer grass and some willows and some red buds. And then in the further landscape, down in that Gordon Slough discharge area, there's cottonwoods and there's a few black walnut. And in the background, we're looking at some valley oaks. This particular area wasn't used by the mining companies, to my knowledge. When I was here, our lease was basically west of the little ranch complex. There was a small farmhouse still on site at that time, and this area behind here was basically part of the ranch complex. The place where we sited our plant here had been just an area that they used as a corral for sheep. So it didn't have a major impact on any agricultural production. Certainly there are other areas, either upstream or downstream, that are currently being mined in the off-channel areas that at one time were agricultural parcels. And some of those are being reclaimed to agriculture. Some of them are going into lakes. If we're talking about the creek mining and its effect on agriculture, that was an issue that was debated quite a bit in the late 80s, and there were different theories that were argued at the time. Some said that by lowering the creek bed, it was actually removing the shallow aquifer and draining some of the wells in the area. And I think some of the early studies were, in fact, blaming mining on a certain amount of what they call dewatering of the aquifer. But those studies were also performed during a period of drought. And as it turned out, once we got back into a more normal rainfall period, the well levels recovered to historic highs. So some of those earlier studies were ultimately refuted. Overall, I believe that the mining and farmers did get along. I often had conversations with a variety of farming interests, and as one of them put it to me, it was the have and the have-nots, those that had gravel that they wanted to sell to the industry were very happy with the industry, and those that didn't have gravel to sell the industry weren't so happy with them.